Welcome back. You're still tuned into the sounds of Impact Radio right here on 103 FM. The name is Pinky Naika. And if you know anything about Wednesdays, you know that it's a good time to snuggle in and listen to our resident doctor, Dr. Anton Jansen van Rensburg, who is in the studio with us today as well. He is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching, and besides having authored and co-authored two books, presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Dr. Anton, always a pleasure to have you. How are you today?
Thank you, Pinky. It's wonderful to be here, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Fantastic. Dr. Anton, this is our sixth week talking about the diseases of winter. I cannot believe it's been that long. It feels like we just started. But can you maybe give us a bit of a recap?
Okay, so Pinky, this is week six. So we've started by speaking about the new research about the nose. But maybe before I do that, remember the three pillars that I've created. Pillar one is special disease-fighting substances. Pillar two, life-saving nutrition. And pillar three, immune-boosting habits. And the first week, we spoke about the nose and how the drop in temperature in winter in your nose will reduce your ability to fight infection. I'm going to stop myself again by saying that so far you'll notice we have done mostly things that's going to cost you nothing. The little bit that is going to cost you was in week one. We'll share about that just now. So the drop in temperature in the nose, your susceptibility for infection becomes more. So one of the things that I've been studying in detail over the years is using the noble metal silver in my nose. I spray my nose. My patients spray their noses. It reduces your chances of becoming infected. But it's important that you remember you must use a manufacturing pharmacy to produce this stuff for you. I also spray it in my throat. I even drink 20 milliliters twice per day when I'm in contact with a lot of sick people. And then when I do feel ill, I take 5 milliliters of a proper colloidal silver product and I nebulize with it with great effect. But it's from a pharmacy registered producer. Please take matters in your own hands here. Phone the numbers on the labels and speak to the people. So then, after that, you spoke about sunshine. And I think you remember that I was super excited about sunshine. I'm still super excited about sunshine. Feel sorry for all the people that have to go overseas for periods of time. Not mentioning any names, well, we will see less sun. But the sun makes vitamin D, it makes melatonin and serotonin, and it activates your white blood cells. So literally when you go and stand outside on this cold day, in this what you feel is a weak sun, your white blood cells will get activated and you will fight infection better. How much is that going to cost you? Nothing. Then hydration. We tend to dehydrate in winter. So hydrate properly. Yes, coffee will contribute to the hydration. You will go to the loo more, but don't worry too much about that. Then we spoke about dairy, bovine, cow's milk, dairy that contains 10 allergens. And there are many people listening to us who have a problem with bovine dairy. It could be predisposing you to more infections. So maybe consider finding a different source of creaminess in your coffee and tea. And we spoke about having an eating window, so intermittent fasting. Stop eating at 7 at night, eat breakfast the following morning only at 11, and that fasting period boosts your immune system. We spoke about lower carbohydrates in your diet. People who eat less carbs have better functioning immune systems, and for those who want to lose weight, when you combine fasting, the intermittent fasting, with a lower carbohydrate diet, you are going to be shocked how some of your previous weight loss goals that you couldn't reach are now reachable. And then last week we spoke about the microbiome. I can't sit still from excitement about all the bacteria that we carry with us, the 300 trillion bacteria. We are outnumbered by the bacteria and how important those bacteria are.
That's so good, Dr. Anton. I have to tell you, after last week, I went and bought myself like a 500 ml bottle of Amasi and I just drank it. I drank it with such a passion. So that was definitely a good conversation. But Dr. Anton, back to silver. There are many questions about its safety, right? Probably the most common one is, will I turn blue if I use colloidal silver?
Yeah. So that is a very important question. And I know people go and Google side effects of silver, and then the most horrific versions and examples of a skin condition called argyria then comes up on your Google feed. There's one famous guy who's got a little white beard, so he literally looks like Papa Smurf because he made his own silver, unknown concentration, and drank an unknown massive quantity over many years. Mm. So you know what? It's like with anything. If you try hard enough, you will succeed. So yes, you can develop a blue skin if you drink copious, massive amounts of silver, especially if you're making it at home and you have no clue how strong the solution is. And so I keep on reiterating to people, get yourself an 18 parts per million guaranteed product made by a manufacturing pharmacy. Now we know that you'll have to drink of that solution way more than 1,000 liters. Hmm. But don't drink 1,000 liters of colloidal silver. I mean, there's something else wrong if you're trying
you're doing
to do
that. Yes.
So then you're going to come close to the skin condition argyria, which is not a deadly condition. It makes people blue. I have treated a patient who had argyria, actually two patients already. Both were very healthy, very happy, but they had a slight bluish tinge to their skins. Yes. So, but you have to be very focused to be able to do that.
Wow. Thank you for that, Dr. Anton. It allays many of our fears. Well, which components of the three pillars are we dealing with today?
Right. So today we're going to be dealing with immune, it's pillar three, immune boosting habits. And so today I'm speaking about a very special type of hygiene.
Hygiene? This is sounding intriguing and confusing at the same time. Are you saying we should take a bath every day and it will help us with colds and flus?
Right. So the hygiene I'm talking about, and it's a concept that I want to introduce to our listeners, is that something called exercise should be as important as you brushing your teeth and taking a bath.
Wow.
And we should change the way we think about it. It's not an extra. It's not a sideline. It is something that is, if you brush your teeth, the moment you brush your teeth, you should remember, what am I going to do today to remain hygienic? Exercise is that important.
Sure.
And I know we're talking about the immune system today, but the amount of research that keeps on flooding in on exercise, how we now know that people who train 4 to 5 times per week, and that 4 to 5 times could include a good long walk between 30 minutes and an hour long. That could be one of your 4 to 5 times that you will live longer. It extends life. And on the negative side, we know that if you do nothing, if you're like a real couch potato, you know how people became proper couch potatoes in lockdown? That's where I saw the dangers of being at home all the time. And I actually met some people who literally would walk only 250 steps a day. And that's where your heart starts shrinking, your metabolic engine starts shrinking. It's a problem. We need to do this. And the moment we train, what we don't understand is that your muscles produce something called myokines. And the myokines are happy chemicals. You make happy chemicals when you are training. So there's so many different things that we need to understand when it comes to exercise and how important the exercise is.
Wow, Dr. Anton, I can totally understand that my training makes me stronger and helps me function better, but I don't quite get how it can impact the immune system.
Okay, so yeah, obviously we have to now focus on the immune system because the immune system is what we are talking about here at the moment. So many things happen when you are training. And the first thing that happens is you enhance your circulation. Okay, so this is important. And if you can enhance your blood flow to different parts of your body, then you are going to help your immune system. The second thing that you're doing is you are reducing inflammation. And inflammation counters your immune system. You, a body that has a regulated immune inflammatory system, process has a better functioning immune response. Okay, then still you exercise now. You are going to improve immune cell function. What does that mean? Well, you've got many different types of white blood cells. You've got T cells, and you've got B cells, and then you've got a cell that actually, it almost sounds right. It's your natural killer cells. And thank goodness, if you listen to that word, thank goodness they're on your side. You're going to boost natural killer cell functioning. And just take note, NK cells, natural killer cells, kill cancer. Your body literally has a mechanism to kill cancer cells. You're going to boost that by training. Another thing that you're going to be doing with your training is you are going to reduce stress. Now, it's very important because when you release endorphins during training and you reduce your stress hormone, cortisol stress hormone, you will counter the effects of chronic stress. What does chronic stress do to your immune system? It weakens your immune system. Okay, so it's a very important thing, the stress reduction. Then as you enhance circulation, you're going to enhance lymphatic flow. So lymphatic flow, you've got a parallel system to your blood flow in your body, where your lymph, you know, it's another fluid that flows then. That is very important for your immune system. When we spoke about the microbiome, Pinky, you'll remember I spoke about the glands,
yes,
that you have under your chin. Those glands are in the lining of the intestine. It's the lymphatic system, gut-associated lymphoid tissue. That's where all the magic with regards to the immune system happens. Then, an obvious thing, we now spoke about intermittent fasting. We spoke about low-carb diets. What is the third thing that helps my patients to lose weight? Is exercise. Only problem is people start with exercise. Fasting is stronger, low-carb diet stronger. Exercise is there for many other things, cancer prevention, your immune system, but it will then aid the process. How do I stay in shape over 50? You know, that whole question.
What do I do?
Well, you have to be more vigilant, you know, as you get older. I also found with myself, now that I'm over 50, I really have to be more pedantic about all these things. Then back to the immune system. Weight loss is going to help your immune system. Remember when we spoke about the metabolic engine and we spoke about being overweight, sadly, has an effect, a negative effect on your immune system. And we saw that with COVID, that people that were carrying extra weight, they really got COVID quite badly.
Sure.
Then regulation of immune surveillance. I know it sounds like a very big word, but exercise helps your body in its own monitoring, how your body the surveillance in your body with an infection and disease, your exercise is going to help your body with that. And then finally, believe it or not, people who train have a healthier microbiome. Now, for a moment, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you drank the Amazi, so that's a very direct way to now bless your immune system. And I'm telling you, your immune system is happy till this day that you did that. And I hope you do it more. But the point is just people who train, there's an effect on their gut microbiome. And people can go and listen to week 5 again, how we spoke about how utterly important the microbiome is. So that's just a nutshell, and I want to reiterate this. Of the first 6 weeks, nearly none of this is going to cost you anything.
Sure.
And the silver, I've looked at the pharmacies in South Africa. We have great manufacturers, and they are not overcharging. You can buy a whole liter of colloidal silver for something like 200 rand,
sure,
which is going to last you for long. So far, we've dealt with low-cost options, and exercise definitely is a core component of this approach.
This is amazing. I love not only the practicalities, Dr. Anton, but the accessibility of what you are sharing with us. It's always so great to have you in studio with us. You're out here saving lives and we steal you for a couple of minutes to come educate us and bring insight. We appreciate that you honor the invitation. Friends, if you would love to read more about Dr. Anton, you can visit his website at www.dranton.co.za. Doc, thank you so much. See you again in the next two, in a week.
In a week from now, yes. Thank you, Pinky.
Our final two, can you believe it?
Yeah, only two left. Thank you, Pinky, and good afternoon to your listeners.